Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on VF Corporation, a global leader in branded lifestyle apparel, footwear, and accessories. VF owns iconic brands such as The North Face, Vans, Timberland, and Dickies. The company's strong portfolio spans outdoor, active, and workwear segments, catering to diverse consumer needs. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the apparel and footwear sector. Let's dive in.
VF Corporation has a diverse portfolio of strong brands, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like brand loyalty and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in marketing and product development?
Brand loyalty is a significant factor in VF Corporation's decision-making, particularly in marketing and product development. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that reinforce the loyalty of their existing customer base, such as focusing on iconic products and established brand identities, rather than taking risks on new, less proven concepts. While this approach helps maintain strong customer relationships and consistent sales, it may also limit VF's ability to innovate or attract new customer segments that are looking for fresh, trend-setting products. The availability heuristic is another key factor where VF might emphasize marketing and promotional efforts around products or brands that have recently gained attention or performed well, potentially overlooking opportunities to develop or highlight emerging trends in the lifestyle and outdoor segments.
This focus on reinforcing brand loyalty and promoting well-known products has helped VF build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and strong brand equity in the apparel sector.
Exactly. VF's emphasis on brand strength and customer loyalty has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the apparel and footwear industries. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as consumer preferences continue to evolve with trends in sustainability, athleisure, and digital shopping experiences.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at VF Corporation. As a global apparel company with a diverse customer base and workforce, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for VF Corporation given their role in producing lifestyle products that resonate with consumers from diverse backgrounds. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing inclusive and culturally relevant products and marketing strategies. A diverse workforce within VF can help the company better understand the preferences and expectations of different demographic groups, leading to more effective and widely appealing product designs. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining creativity and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like apparel and footwear, where understanding and addressing diverse consumer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, VF not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible apparel and footwear production. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, VF operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving apparel and footwear market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
VF Corporation's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the apparel and footwear sectors. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new products and expanding into new markets. Brand loyalty might make VF more inclined to focus on their established products and brand identities, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by trends such as sustainability, athleisure, and digital commerce. The availability heuristic might drive them to prioritize products and brands that have recently garnered attention, but they must also be proactive in exploring new opportunities and emerging apparel trends and consumer demands.
This adaptability is key for VF, especially as they face competition from both traditional apparel companies and newer, more innovative brands. Their ability to innovate while maintaining strong brand equity is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. VF Corporation's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established brands, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
Now, let's compare VF Corporation to other companies in the apparel and footwear sectors like Nike, Adidas, and Columbia Sportswear. How do VFS behavioral finance dynamics differ?
VFS dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the apparel and footwear sectors such as Nike, Adidas, and Columbia Sportswear, particularly in their approach to brand management, product innovation, and market adaptation. VFS emphasis on leveraging iconic brands like the North Face and Vans appeals to investors looking for consistency in the lifestyle and outdoor segments. Nike, known for its focus on athletic performance and brand marketing, appeals to those interested in growth through innovation and global brand recognition. Adidas, with its strong emphasis on sustainability and athleisure, offers a more diversified approach to the apparel market, while Columbia Sportswear's focus on outdoor and activewear positions it as a leader in the outdoor lifestyle market. VFS focus on balancing brand strength with market adaptation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing strengths in a rapidly evolving industry.
And unlike Nike or Adidas, which have a broader focus on athletic performance or sustainability, VFS strength lies in its ability to maintain a leading position in lifestyle and outdoor segments, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For VF, the focus on lifestyle and outdoor brands and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the apparel and footwear sectors.
To sum up, VF Corporation's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their brand management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives VF Corporation's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.